Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Right now, though, I want to start with the Sean McVay audio. I'm going to ask this question. If they get one more game in, if the Cowboys win this game against the Chargers and then or the Rams and then lose to the Saints, is Linehan still here next year? And what's it going to take to keep Linehan around? So a lot of people, 877-881-1053, go ahead and text in real quick what your thoughts are about
that. What's it going to take from the team, not the franchise? The franchise can be like, all right, we'll let you stay.
Really? What's the difference between the players?
No, I'm saying, what's it going to take from the team on the field?
Oh, okay.
It's not going to take anything from the front office. He'll be lucky if we let him stay.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
But I want to kind of go, while people are texting in about that, with Sean McVay kind of on the horizon here, he's the creative genius, right? He's the guy that everybody's in love with, and he's a young coach. He's got this vibe about him that's just exciting. And he was talking about the new youthful mindset, the new youthful head coaching group that's starting to come into the NFL. Linehan is not a young man. Linehan's been around for a while. And McVay was being asked about the youth movement at the coaching position in the NFL. And this is what he had to say about it.
You know, I think more than anything, you know, it's really the Rams' success that we've had. And if there's one thing that you do realize over the last couple years is that this is a product of great people around you. And whether that's Aaron Cromer, John Fossil, Wade Phillips, we've got Joe Barry. I mean, we got so many great coaches. It's awesome to see Shane Waldron and Zach Taylor get an opportunity to compete for jobs. And I think that's what's flattering about it. But I think it would be naive to think that any of this is about one person. That certainly isn't the case at all. And I think if the last 2 years have taught me anything being in this role, it's about you better surround yourself with a lot of people that are better than you so that you can learn every day and not feel like you have to have the answers to things that you don't just based on your experiences. And I love the group that we're working with, and it is it's flattering though for our organization. I'm too young to have a coaching tree. But I think like anything else, you know, it's a reflection of everybody that's been a part of this. That's what you love so much about football. But I would say this, I'm put in a better position to succeed because you learn about how to listen, learn, and then you lead based on the people that are around you here. And you know, that's why you feel good about it.
Now, I feel like because McVay, everybody just thinks whatever he does is magic because, you know, there's that one moment,
sure,
right, where a couple guys said, hey, what happened on this play? And he was like, oh, yeah, I remember exactly the play. And then somebody was like, all right, do it again. And he did it again. And he has this memory, and it's great. That's cool and everything. He gives very honest answers and very thoughtful answers to questions, too. That is not Jason Garrett's approach. But I think Jason Garrett has this very similar philosophy in how he is a head coach of a team and how surrounding yourself with good, smart people is important. But I think a lot of people will disagree that Jason Garrett is that smart or that Scott Linehan is that smart, too. Even though Wade Phillips, he just complimented Wade Phillips, and Jason Garrett essentially pushed Wade Phillips out of here so that he could become the head coach. And, you know, that's another debate right there. That's another thing I'm really looking forward to is, you know, how pissed off is Wade Phillips going to be and how much is he going to plan to defeat Jason Garrett and prove it and shove it down his throat?
Oh, my God.
But
for the record, I do think that Jason Garrett is smart, and I'm sure Scott Linehan is smart. I just think that they both have outdated concepts of football.
Now, Scott has shown a proclivity to see a play. How do you define that, Kevin?
Can he say that word?
Likelihood or trend.
Yeah.
Okay.
To see a play run by a team against the opponent that he's going up against and using that play. Like Linehan's done that before. I think that's creative. Being like, and instead of being like, no, don't, we can't run that. He's like, no, man, how do I run that? How can we implement this? How can we throw this wrinkle into our game this week? And I do also think that I've seen him with Calvin Johnson. I've seen what he's done there before and go out and throw that kind of game out there. But I do think that Jason Garrett's mindset and Jason Garrett's philosophy is we are going to control the ball, control the clock, and limit everything we can. Don't take risks. And that's the way that he runs the game, and I think Linehan has to run it that way because that's what Jason Garrett wants out of their approach to the game. And I don't know if there is a whole nother set of plays in that book that we don't know about that they don't run because
what the hell are they waiting for?
They don't run them because Jason Garrett doesn't want to. And we talked about Jason Garrett the other day where at just the right time he'll ask for that play. But he's like, well, look, if we can win without him, then why should we try and win without him if we can win without him? Don't risk it. Go out there and play the game that we can win.
And I don't dispute that. I think you're probably right about that. I guess that just it just doesn't fit with my vibe of what modern football is. And like I think you look at the rise of the Rams. I think you look at the victory by Philadelphia last year in the Super Bowl, still hurts to say. And I think you have to, like, I think you're being dishonest if you don't admit that football is a vastly different game than it used to be. And that's the biggest issue that time and again, it's not that I don't think Jason Garrett knows anything about football. And it's not that I don't think that he's not smart. But I think Jason Garrett operates in 1987 football mode, and that does not work in 2019, and that's my issue. And that, honestly, that's my biggest concern going into the Rams game. It's not personnel for personnel, because I'll line our personnel up with them. Like, if you don't think that Dak is at least in the neighborhood of Jared Goff, I disagree.
Right.
If you don't think that our offensive line can hang with them, I disagree. If you don't think Amari Cooper can hang with whatever they're going to roll out there, especially with the injury to Kupp, I disagree. And if you look at that defense, if you don't look at the defense as a whole and feel more confident in the Cowboys defense and the Rams defense, I disagree. The issue comes down to this. I think what you're going to see, unfortunately, is you're going to see the Cowboys make their way into the red zone, and they're going to say, it's okay to kick a field goal here. And you're going to be accepting three instead of taking that chance for seven. And with how explosive that Rams offense is, in part because of their fantastical play calls, it's going to cost you. That's what I'm worried about, is we will operate this game out of the 1987 football playbook, and that won't work against this team. It worked against Seattle because
right.
Seattle, it's lined up to work against a team like Seattle, but not the Rams.
I'm not sure if you're completely correct on that, Kevin, just because of how not good the Rams are in the red zone and the ability of the Cowboys to play in the red zone. Like they do, that might end up evening those odds a little bit. Your long play touchdowns might be there, might not. I think with the let's not give up those unless Byron Jones keeps getting caught looking in the backfield, which hopefully he doesn't this
right.
game. I don't see this game getting into the 30s, but I'll get to that later on. We're talking about Linehan right now. Linehan is gone. No matter what. You win the Super Bowl, Linehan's gone, and the main reason is because he cost Jerry Jones a number one draft pick.
Wow.
And the reason is because he walked in, because remember, from what we're hearing, Jason Garrett had to be talked into letting Dez Bryant go. And a lot of other folks had to be there. And the one that from my understanding, was Scott Linehan, was basically saying, look, this is what we need to do, and we can win with wide receiver by committee. And it's almost like when you say that and you're like, no, I guarantee you, Jerry, we can do that. And Jerry Jones had to go spend a number one draft pick, a first round draft pick, which, by the way, I don't think after doing that in past years to get wide receivers and such, and how he got murdered by the media for doing so later on. He does not want to do that. So Scott Linehan is gone.
Wow, I didn't even think about the fact that was something that went into play there. But how good they've been since that pick was spent.
Right.
I mean, that's not Jerry.
They had to fix what was messed up. And you got to look at the person who I think was the one that said,
he was powerful in that locker room during the offseason. He was powerful in that front office. I mean, we kept hearing whispers about how how much of an influence he was having on all the decisions that were being made, and how he rose to power was very, very interesting. The I'm trying to figure out, like, you've now gotten this is though, and this was something that I was thinking about with a player this week too, and I can't remember who it was, but Jerry Jones. I go back to the Mavericks with Van Exel and LaFrenz.
Okay.
Donnie Nelson was like, look, we've gotten this far. Mark Cuban was like, we've gotten this far before with this team. How far can this team go? And once they got to a certain point and didn't win, he said, that's as far as this team's going to go. That's as good as they are. That's as good as they're going to get. I wonder if Jerry Jones is already made up his mind. We have to get X distance away. We have to win a Super Bowl for me to even consider it. And even if we do win a Super Bowl, I'm considering moving on from him because that's it. I'm going to put something else in play. We don't need any old tendencies. We need new, fresh ideas with this offense. Let's move on from it and get another guy in here.
I have a huge problem with that line of thinking because of this and this alone. If you think if we win the Super Bowl, we might still need to get rid of him, he's gone. Like, if you reach the best of what you can do and you're still not sure if you should keep that person, you need to get him out of here. Because that means that you've already made your decision. Like, how often do you go into a difficult decision and you're like, man, well, I guess if, like, everything kind of fell right, then maybe, like, you've already made your decision then. Because if you're seeking out perfection, and make no mistake, winning the Super Bowl would be perfection for all of us, and that's the only way that he's going to be keeping his job, then you've already made your decision that you don't want him here anymore.
I don't know how Garrett can look at Linehan if they get to the next place, if they get to the NFC Championship game. I don't know how Garrett can fire him. And the reason I say Garrett is because who was in charge of firing, who was the other defensive coordinator? Rob, what's there? The brothers.
I want to see if he gets it. Hold on.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh.
Ryan. Rob
there
Ryan.
There you go. Yay! I wanted to see if he were going to get it.
He was in charge of firing Rob Ryan. Oh, yeah, I got it. Remember, he had
what was
call
Rob
him.
Ryan's brother's name?
Rex.
Okay, good.
He had that moment afterwards where he was like, I don't want this defensive coordinator anymore. A lot of the reason being because Rob Ryan was too showy for Jason Garrett. That's not Jason Garrett's style. And I think maybe that kind of goes along with some of the thoughts on Chris Richard, too, is that Chris Richard is a little too animated sometimes. But Rob Ryan was a very powerful force in that locker room vocally, but he almost was more talk than he was action on the field because their defenses turned out to be very bad.
Yeah.
What he has right now is a really good defense in place, and Jason Garrett was a key to bring those guys in around him. Like Sean McVay said, surround yourself with really good coaches, really good guys, and you're going to look better at what you're doing. And right now they look really good. But I just don't know how, if you get to the NFC Championship game, Jason Garrett can look at him and say, okay, I have to fire you now. You got me to further than I've ever been.
Can I tell you, for the first time ever, dysfunction for this franchise is going to work in our favor. Because all you got to do in that case, man, all you got to do if you're Jason Garrett is go to Jerry and be like, hey, Jerry, I don't really feel comfortable with firing him, could you do it for me? And it'll be done.
Yep.
Because while other owners might see that as a sign of weakness, I honestly think this is one opportunity where you can take advantage of Jerry's vanity, and he'll be like, I want to be involved. I'm going to help do this thing for the team because my head coach needs me to.
Wow,
do.
That's a really good thought.
Because I agree with your assertion. If you get to a place you haven't been in 23 years, it's really tough to be like, but we got to make some changes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I would go to the boss and be like, yeah, like I used to have that problem.
And that's another idea too. Now you got to rethink. Now you're rebooting everything Dak Prescott's just learned. Now you're restarting with a new offensive coordinator.
Thank God. Most of these plays that Dak Prescott has been running and winning with, by the way, has been drawn up on a cave wall with the chalk that was placed into Linehan's mouth because he was doing other things with his hands.
Whoa.
I'm not exactly sure what you mean by that.
Name one thing he was doing with his hands.
Nope, don't.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.